Just hop back there. Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Crap on the leaves.
Yeah. You guys are responsible.
We're cold. We gotta walk over here. We gotta walk a long mile here.
All right, good morning.
Hey, Doug, is Zach Ertz.
I'm just waiting, you know?
I was gonna ask that same one.
Oh, okay.
I don't get it. Has Zach Ertz cleared the concussion protocol?
Yes.
So he's good to go?
He's good to go.
How's Wiz looking, and do you expect him? I know you said Monday, day to day, but.
Yeah, Wiz is doing good. You know, we'll monitor his activity today, obviously. He will be at practice and still day-to-day, but he should be fine for the game.
In Sidney Jones' case, what exactly is he going to do?
As much as he can, quite honestly. You know, you'll see, or you won't see. I'll see him probably more on, you know, service team, you know, some special teams, and just kind of sort of like what we did with Darby a couple weeks ago, just kind of easing him back into football football shape, let's say, and see where he's at.
As far as his development, what are you most curious about seeing?
Well, again, just, you know, we've watched him through his progression and his training these last few weeks, and now just want to see him in football conditions. You know, the true transition of stopping and starting and making a play on a ball and seeing his instincts and things like that, things that we haven't obviously been able to monitor this season.
Do you see this kind of as a win-win for him in the sense that, like, even if he's not activated, he at least gets, like, 3 weeks of practice in and kind of, you know, give him something to go forward with in the offseason?
Yeah, you know, and obviously it's been our plan all along, you know, to keep him coming, and now with the last few weeks of the season like this, to get him some practice reps and see where he's at, and again, just kind of ease him back into football shape. But it's definitely a win-win for both sides.
You knew Nick as a rookie. I know it's been a long time since then, but in which ways has he changed the most?
Well, I think he's definitely, you know, matured as a quarterback. His leadership ability, his understanding of our offense, of defenses. We always knew he was a very smart, intellectual quarterback, could process information, but he's been able to take it, you know, to the next level in his preparation and just how he responds to the guys and how the guys have responded to him. You know, great example was in the fourth quarter of that game the other day. He comes in, and nobody blinks, you know. Nobody bats an eye. There was no hesitation, and that's just the confidence that the guys have in Nick.
I'm sure you went back to watched his film in the off season from Kansas City when evaluating him. But will you go back to it this week in terms of maybe some of the stuff that he was successful there?
Yeah, a little bit. But you know what? He only played in two games a year ago with them, and it's very similar to the stuff we're doing. You know, with the run pass options and some of the down the field throws, and you know, I've gone back as far as when he was here in Philly before and just watched him again, just to kind of get a little refresher on the things that he did then. And you know, we go forward, put the game plan in today and see where we're at in practice.
You know, you've been watching those films from when he was here before. What was the difference between 2013 and 2014 for you and Nick Foles?
13 and 14? Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, I wasn't here, so it's hard to tell. But, you know, obviously the structure of the offense completely changed. Was it 14? 14, he had the 27. Or 13, he had the 27. He had 7 in one game. I mean, 13 was a first year, you know, first year quarterback in a new system too. So, you know, there was a lot of moving parts then, and you know, I just think that it's different. I mean, it's different. It's so different. You know, we're a little more traditional in the things that we do, and I think it fits his style a little bit better now than trying to get him to do all those, you know, different moving part reads and, you know, the run pass stuff he was doing back then.
Your team has been in March. Obviously, Chase Daniel was your guy. Why was the decision made? Why was it important to you to make that change and have Nick as the number two?
Well, you know, first of all, appreciate Chase and what he has done for us last year and what he did for us in Kansas City, obviously, and where he's at in New Orleans now. He's a solid backup, and just unfortunate we weren't able to, you know, obviously, you know, keep him here. But I just feel like it's important, whether it's a guy like Chase or Nick, to have that veteran guy who's played in some games, who's led a team. Nick obviously has more experience, you know, playing than Chase does, but to have that guy behind and be a backup is valuable. You never want him to go in under circumstances like we're faced with, but at the same time, it gives you a lot of confidence knowing that he's played in this league.
Doug, you've been so good this year on third down, and Carson's ability to extend plays is a big reason why. Do you need to adjust what you're doing with Nick, especially on, let's say, third and longs, and think about, you know, approaching that different when you don't have as mobile a quarterback?
No, and you know, there's only been a handful of times even that Carson was able to avoid the rush and gain a first down. I'm trying to just off the top of my head just kind of think of some different situations. But, no, I mean, you know, hopefully you don't get in a ton of third and longs, 10-pluses, 8-pluses, you know. But if we do, you know, sometimes you just got to be a quarterback and just go play. And, you know, part of going back and watching Nick previously was that he was able to run, he was able to scramble and make some plays with his legs, and you know, it's just natural instinct by a quarterback, and so you know, he's probably, I'm sure, in the next couple of weeks he's going to have to do that again.
What were some of the issues with Blunt running up the middle versus Ajayi? You seemed like you had more success on the edges. What were some of the issues there?
Mainly just penetration. You know, I mean, Aaron Donald's a beast. He's a great player inside, and it can be very disruptive. So it took two to block him, and so it freed up some linebackers. And you know, it was just that one of those deals, you know. And some of the outside stuff, we were able to capture the edge a little bit. And it just happened to open up a little differently in the game Sunday.
How do you think he's coming along here?
Good. He's now good. Yeah, he's you know, obviously you see his production, his touches are going up each week, and you know he's really fit in well. Still learning the protection aspect of it, some of the routes that we do with the backs, but really feel like he's come a long way in understanding our offense.
Going back to your experience as a backup quarterback, I know you played behind Favre. What's the kind of mentality that you have to have as far as getting, you know, your teammates to believe in you, that if you were needed to take over, you could do it? So they would believe in that.
Those things start back in the offseason, quite honestly. And for me back then, you know, Brett didn't always practice in the offseason. He was there but didn't practice all the time. So I was able to work with the first unit and get a lot of time with those guys. And that's where you start building your chemistry and your trust with those guys and building that rapport with them. And then what they see in practice, you know, some of the throws you make, you know, servicing our defense, or maybe a scramble that you make, or whatever it might be, that kind of, you know, raises some eyebrows by the guys, and you just keep doing your job, and you got to study and prepare, you know, as if you're going to play on Sunday, show that commitment. You know, that's the biggest thing, is just show that you're committed 100% to winning, and even as a backup. And when you get an opportunity, you just make the most of it.
As far as the left side of the offensive line, past couple of games, has that sort of been has that been a product of the opponents? You mentioned Donald being a beast, or have you seen a little slip on that side? It seems to have been a...
Well, you go back to the Seattle game, and it's loud as can be, and so we were a little late getting off the ball, which caused some pressure on Carson. You know, last week, obviously, you know, Wiz was hampered early with an ankle, and so he was trying to hobble on that, and then eventually had to turn it over to Chance and Isaac. And, you know, these guys get reps during the week, but they don't get the full complement of reps, and so it's a little different, you know, especially going against a guy like that is different. And then at the same time, You know, I felt like Big V actually had probably one of his better games last week. But it's just, you know, it's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. It's football. And you know, as we start going down the stretch now, we start playing, you know, teams that have quality fronts. And this is another one in the Giants who, and they're big physical guys. And so our work, again, is cut out for us on the road, noise, the whole thing again this week.
You filled Carson's roster spot by signing Brian Freeman. Does that mean that, you know, the front office took a look around that, you know, available quarterbacks have decided not to go in that direction to add a quarterback?
No, it just means that we needed to add some special teams help. You know, we've had some starters having to take some roles on special teams, and this we know Brian. He knows us. It's a great opportunity to get him, obviously, and bring him back to the team and give our starters, give some of our guys like Nigel Brad and Michael Kendricks, give them a break on special teams because they're getting so many reps on defense that this was a good opportunity at this time to shore that end of it up.
Going back on that Rams game, the third down throw of Foles to Aguilar, the timing on that was really outstanding. When you look at Foles now in this offense, does that increase the importance of those on schedule, those timing type of routes, to get the ball into guys like Aguilar's hands to make plays afterwards?
Yeah, and you know, I think I might have mentioned it Monday. For Nick and Nelson to make that play and those two not throw passes in practice because Nick was servicing our defense for the last 13 weeks and Nelson's running our, you know what I'm saying? So for those two to be on the same page like that, that just goes to show you, number one, the route that – it was the third play of the game, same play that we threw the interception on, right? It's the same route. Nelson learned from that. Nick learned from it. But at the same time, that's the type of player that Nick is, and that's the confidence that I have to be able to call that play in that situation, third and eight. We know we got to get 9 yards. We executed it. We stayed on the field, and it helped us win the game. So now moving forward, these guys can really spend time together. You know, Alshon and Nick and Torrey and Nick and Ertz and Nick and everybody on offense can spend time this week kind of getting to know each other a little bit better and understanding. You know, it's going to be different. I mean, it's going to be, the ball is going to come out a little differently. It's going to be in a different spot. I mean, it's, you know, it's just the nature of the game. So it behooves them to spend as much time at practice this week to kind of get on that same page. Thanks, guys.